The snow crunches under my already frozen feet. I want to run fast and far, but it's nearly impossible in these woods where snowdrifts are knee-high. I refuse to lie down and give up, but the men are gaining ground. It's not just their boots I hear, it's their heavy breathing, their grunts as they try to catch me. They're so close. Too close. Tears gather in my eyes. I blink wildly, not wanting to cry, needing to keep my head. But when I trip over a fallen tree half buried in the snow, I can't hold back any longer. My lungs burn as a sob rips from my throat. One of the men makes a wild noise like a wolf howling as they surround me. "And where do you think you're going?" the man hisses through missing teeth. They hover over me, a group of three dirty, dangerous men, reeking of alcohol and smelling of urine. The freshly fallen snow and clear air of Alaska feel a million miles away, even though I'm laying in and under it. These are the men Fallon warned me about. This is why he kept me close, not in a birdcage behind lock and key, but under his wing, shielding me from the horrors I didn't want to imagine. I should never have run. I should have trusted my men, my husbands. I should have believed that they would protect me. Fear drove me away from the safety of their arms, not for myself, but for them. Worried that my father and the man he sold me to would find me, I forgot about the other dangers that lurk in the shadows, waiting to consume and devour. In this new world, I am prey, and the men whose hands grab me now are the enemy. A knife is drawn. It is pressed under my chin, warning me to stay put. Where would I go? I ran from the only safety I ever had. My ankle throbs. My chest heaves. This cannot be the way it ends. I don't for a moment think this pock-faced man might slice my throat. What he plans is worse than death. I see it in all their eyes. Lust. Hunger. They plan on feeding on me. Taking me. Using me. "Get away!" I yell, for the first time in my life knowing true fear. "Keep your mouth shut, you little whore!" The man with the knife snarls, kneeling beside me. His two accomplices leer above us, licking their lips and reaching for their groins. They don't plan on waiting. They plan to do this here and now. I spit out a response. "I'm not your whore." The men just laugh. "You're wrong, princess. That's exactly what you are now." I scream, rolling away from them, knowing I might not get far, but a few feet is better than lying here and giving up. I've read the history books. I know that there have always been men in the world ready to take and abuse what doesn't belong to them. But now, with the population dwindling and men outnumbering women 10-1, violence has become the norm. I saw this firsthand growing up, but I wanted to believe Alaska would be different. And even though my husbands warned me, I didn't heed their words. Now I will pay for my recklessness. "Get back here, you little slut," the knife-wielding man grunts, grabbing my shoulder and yanking me around. He then slams me back down on the ground and positions himself between my legs. The immense weight of him forces me deeper into the snow. My clothing is soaked and my skin nearly frozen. My chest aches with terror as he looks down at me with such evil intentions. "You can't run away from us," he says. His words are laced with spit, and it falls across my cheek. I inhale sharply, shocked by his vulgarity. "We already have you." "Mac," one of the men growls, "we should take her to the cabin. She's a flight risk so long as she isn't locked up, and we want her alive." He laughs then, a dark and gravelly roar that clouds the night sky.